Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
People make their way to the high country for a variety of reasons. For some, it's natural beauty. For many, it's the arts and culture, the distinct things that make our area different from the rest of the world. We celebrate that concept on this week's Mind Your Business podcast, the presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thank you for the continued downloads and subscriptions. We've been heavy in our content lately, talking about big community issues. We're going to talk about something fun this week, our festival scene. So earlier this week, we hosted our first Chamber Chatter. That's an event here at our headquarters where we get to discuss key community issues or happenings, or just put more discussion around the things that matter to us and to our business community most. And we got that started in a fun way this time because our subject was Boone's upcoming summer and fall festivals. We had 8 of those represented, many of them relatively new events that are just working to establish their place in the pecking order of the things that draw people here. Whether that's the High Country Jazz Festival, Antlers and Acorns, Buskers Fest, Boonerang, those are 4 relatively new festivals that started last year. We have events like an Appalachian Summer, the Doc and Rosalie Watson Music Fest in Sugar Grove, or High Country Beer Fest. Those events have been around for a while. We've got one that's brand new set for this June. It's called Good Fields. It's an Appalachian food and farm festival. These events all embody the culture that people crave, the art they enjoy, and all speak to our welcoming nature as a community. Boone and the High Country are festival destinations. We didn't even discuss the dozens of other events, large ones like Valley Country Fair, small ones like the weekend farmers markets, which start this weekend, by the way. All of those things play in to both the attraction for visitors and the quality of life, quality of place even, that we get to enjoy every day. These events are us, unapologetically, and this week's Mind Your Business helps us set the scene for the 39th installment of one of our most famous festivals, an Appalachian Summer. But first things first, a little business. This podcast made possible by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. They provide quality and professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area. Sales, leasing, consulting, appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. More information available at AppalachianCRE.com. And we get to hang out with James Milner and his team next week as they will serve as the presenting sponsor of the 7th annual 4 Under 40 Awards. Those come up Thursday, April 6th. 5:30 to 7:30, the time frame at the Appalachian Theater of the High Country. We'll be honoring 16 emerging leaders and our Respect Your Elder Award winner for the year on a night just made for celebration. Tickets available at boonchamber.com. Come and join us. It should be a wonderful time as we get to meet the next crop of emerging leaders right here in the High Country. And hey, while we're giving kudos, congratulations to Appalachian Regional Healthcare System for officially opening the Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower last week. We'll have more on this podcast about that later on this coming month, I guess you can say. And a more celebratory opening will follow later this spring. But for now, another modernization of patient care is complete right here in our own backyard. That, again, speaks to that quality of life that we get to enjoy. Now, remember, for your orthopedic needs, you don't need to necessarily go to the hospital. Just call App Ortho. They've got a new office also at 232 Boone Heights Drive, Suite A, right within the Broyhill Wellness Center. Their new location allows App Ortho to partner with Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's outpatient physical therapy services to create a seamless experience for patients. And if you should happen to have surgery, you get to go to that new surgical suite at the Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower. Got a chance to tour that a few weeks ago. Incredible. Been in one of those before, don't remember much of it, but the new one, I rest assured that all great things can happen in such a modern and advanced setup. So anyway, if you need ortho care, check out App Ortho. Visit apprhs.org/orthopedics or call 828-386-2663. Just a lot of exciting things going on here. Getting ready to turn to April. It's almost real spring. We're still in that kind of faux spring that we enjoy here in the high country. I'm sure there are a few more snowflakes to fall before we get going, but then it'll be time to head up this way if you're off the mountain, or settle in your chair if you're on the mountain, and get ready for festival season. And the first one that we'll really jump into here in this week's podcast is an Appalachian Summer Festival. We're joined this week by Allison West. She is one of the masterminds behind this activity, and it's a daunting task, putting together a months-long window of arts engagement, everything from music and performing arts, to theater, sculptures, sculpture walks, different lectures and seminars. All of it brings people here on an annual basis. Close to 30,000 people will come to the high country during that month plus of time. And we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But an Appalachian Summer Festival also just gets people in the mood for creation. It helps fuel the next generation of artists too, in some outreach that campus does with students, both at Appalachian State and high school students as well, as part of that month. So when you see an Appalachian Summer, it's not just about a concert in the stadium. It's about engaging a lifestyle that is very much a part of our community. So sit back and listen to the origin story of an Appalachian Summer, and then maybe scribble down on your calendar your favorite dates, or check out appsummer.org, because it will be here before you know it. Allison West from an Appalachian Summer Festival, our guest this week on Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we mentioned before the break, big time on the calendar. For those of you that like to fill in the boxes, you've got plenty of work to do from about June 24th through July 29th. An Appalachian Summer Festival, they dropped that schedule yesterday, and we've got all kinds of dates to fill in. A lot of exciting things coming to the high country. And here to tell us a little bit more about that, Allison West, the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Office of Arts and Cultural Programs at Appalachian State. Maybe more simply put, the folks that make an Appalachian summer possible. So Allison, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on putting together such an amazing lineup of artists of all types that will be coming to the high country for the better part of a month. First of all, just welcome to the program. We'll get that part out of the way.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
So I don't want to take for granted that many of us know all about an Appalachian summer. We've been going to these events for years and years, but there may be new people to the community that just don't understand really what the depth of this event is and its origin story. Can you really start this off by kind of giving us a refresher in those things?
Sure. So this year will mark our 39th season. So we've been around for quite some time. We started in 1984, and it really began as a chamber music series. So what we take great pains to retain that classical music roots. We feel very strongly about honoring where that came from, how it all started. And it's important to retain that. So, but then we, over the years, it grew. Like, we started adding more of a variety of genres and events. And now, I mean, it's geared to pretty much every artistic taste and preference. We have music, dance, theater, film, and visual arts. And this year, there's even a literary component. So we continue to grow. We continue to attract new audiences locally and beyond. We have been selected as one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. We've been featured in the New York Times. So we're a very strong regional festival. But we are noted and appreciated, around the country as well.
I'm curious, and I'm sure others are too, about just how something like this even comes together. You are going after names that are relevant, that are very much in the topic of conversation now. Darius Rucker, an artist I know that we'll talk about here in a few moments, is on a big tour this summer himself. To play the game that must be to be marketable and attractive and offer what a community does for these artists must be quite the give and take. And I'm sure keeps you up nights until a schedule like this comes out yesterday. But can you give us a little insight as to how the past performance of this series and the way that it's been supported helps you make that case to people that you're trying to convince to come and be a part of a particular calendar year?
Sure. Yeah. So over the years, we have, you know, we've continued to grow in stature. We've continued to grow in size, and our artists they're all world class. So no matter, we very, very much pride ourselves on setting a standard and attracting artists that are relevant, and whether they are up and coming or whether they have, you know, they are at their peak or they're legends. So we're able to attract artists based on who we've had in the past. And we're able to attract new audiences based on who we've had in the past and who we're bringing. So it sort of feeds on itself. This planning process, it seems like we never get out of App Summer planning process, which is, you know, which is fine. And artists now, I mean, we're already looking at who we're booking and what we're going to book for year 40 next year. So we just announced yesterday. Now we are, you know, we're in the midst of this and looking ahead, because you have to. And, you know, we have a strong team that is constantly thinking about who we want to bring, how does it meet our mission, what genres we're trying to fill. And then you're trying to coordinate that. It's just a puzzle that you're putting together with who's on tour and who's available and who has a new release coming out, or, you know, just a lot of times we take suggestions. You know, we listen to our attendance base, we listen to our audience, we listen to our donors, we listen to our community partners, and there may be someone out there that we've never considered, or someone that we think, you know, that we've talked about, but we didn't really know what the consensus was. And so we just put out feelers, and we talk and we get really excited about an artist, and then it doesn't work out. And then, you know, you have plan B, and sometimes you end up at, you know, plan X. It's just as good. It just wasn't how you envisioned it. So there's just a lot of flexibility, and it's a lot of fun. It can definitely keep you up at night. But when it all comes together, it feels fantastic.
I like the way that you sounded like a DJ there, that you're taking requests from everybody. We'll stop short of giving your email address out so they can get those to you. But yeah, Allison West joining us, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Office of Arts and Cultural Programs at Appalachian State, talking about the recently announced schedule of an Appalachian summer. We gave you the date range a moment ago, June 24th through July 29th. We'll talk more about the events that make up that time here in just a few moments. But I want to focus here for just a second, Allison, on the near 30,000 visitors that you all will bring to the High Country area during that month plus for a variety of different types of programming. How does that audience not only, you know, certainly celebrate the arts and what you're able to bring for a month, but also fuel what Appalachian State University is able to do in this space for the other 11 months of the year?
So, I mean, this is a huge economic driver for the community. It's a wonderful for us to get our names out there and for everyone to take back with them wherever they came from, just the memories and the word of mouth. You know, we have second homeowners, we have third homeowners, we have day trippers and weekenders, and then we have our local and regional community. All of those individuals play a part in what makes an Appalachian Summer Festival successful. And, you know, we're very lucky to have this audience base that we do. And then with the new artists the caliber of artists we are bringing in, you know, we're introduced to new audiences all the time. So then the community's introduced to new audiences, local restaurants and hotels and retail and attractions. So, you know, if we all succeed, you know, one of us succeeds, we all succeed sort of thing. So we definitely all have to work together. So we're very thankful that we are where we are, because it's a great place to come and enjoy the summer with all the activities and the weather. And then you get, you know, some incredible arts and entertainment on top of that.
Well, and I've noticed over the years, too, there are times that visiting artists will hold either community forums or they'll meet with students. I'm sure there's an educational component to this that is also so incredibly valuable to the marketability of campus in the art space from that perspective, from a hearing and learning from the best type of perspective, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of our biggest missions because we are a university. So we do look at the educational components and what we're able to offer to students, to the community. Last year, for example, we had Esperanza Spalding, who is a bassist, and she gave the most incredible masterclass that we were able to give to Hayes School of Music students and Cannon Music Camp students who were here during that time. So that's something that they were able to take away that was not, that they were not planning on. And when Cannon was scheduled, and it's a, you know, kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity for them to meet with a bassist of her caliber. And it was wonderful. So we're always looking at artists who will be able to offer that secondary educational component, for what, like you said, like our students or the community at large.
Allison West joining us talking an Appalachian Summer Festival. We're going to run down some of the high-flying dates that are on the schedule that came out yesterday. Of course, you can get this information in your Chamber Report newsletter if you're a Chamber member. That'll be coming out a little bit later this afternoon, but we'll have plenty more to talk about with this over the next several months as well. But we'll give you a rundown when we come back from the break. You're listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Allison West, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Office of Arts and Cultural Programs at Appalachian State, the folks that bring an Appalachian summer to life. That schedule announced yesterday. Again, you can find that in your chamber email. If you are a previous ticket buyer, you have been sent this information already. It's awfully exciting to start blocking off the dates on the calendar to know that you've got something to do that night coming up throughout the bulk of really all of the month of July, just about, and even a little bit of June there. So let's talk about a few of these things. And I know that we'll spend some time later in the summer getting into the nitty gritty details of each and every one of these. But the Schaefer Popular Series is such a popular series and well named for that very reason. But this is got a couple of names that everybody knows no matter what that really stand out as kind of the headline of what is, again, a well put together roster of events for this month plus.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to go ahead and get our headliner, our festival anchor nailed down in October. So we have Darius Rucker, who will be performing at Kid Brewer Stadium. It's a partnership with App State Athletics. And so he is actually, it will be the last event for the season on July 29th. And he will be performing to, you know, up to 10,000 fans in Kid Brewer. And so we are thrilled about that. But then opening the festival, we are really fortunate to have Leslie Odom Jr., who is the Tony winning star of Hamilton. And so he has an album out, and so he's coming with his band. So he will do, you know, some Hamilton favorites, but then also some of his original music. And then following that, we have Leia Salonga, who is another Broadway star. She won a Tony for Miss Saigon. She was in Les Mis. A lot of families probably know her as the voice of some Disney princesses, Mulan and Pocahontas. So, and then we have one half of Hall & Oates. So we have John Oates, who is coming with his band. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. He'll do some of those songs that we all know and love, and we'll throw back. And then also he has a new music out as well. And then we are bringing Keb Moe, who's the American bluesman, and with special guest Allison Russell. So for a little bit of blues and Americana. So it's an incredible lineup. It's very diverse. It's broad. It's exciting. Everyone is well respected and admired in their particular genre.
Well, you mentioned some headliners, and again, I mentioned Darius Rucker on tour right now. Keb Moe is one that any time that is on the Appalachian summer list, that is a popular one amongst locals and visitors alike. You know, you look at the popular series, and there's so much star power there. But when you get into the classical music, the dance, the theater, the film, the other things that complement what is a well-rounded month-long schedule, plenty of headlines there too. Some old favorites, but it always seems to be that you're able to work in some new experiences into that as well. So this year looks no different.
It's true. And we're really proud of the direction that the Broyhill Chamber Series is moving into. We are bringing in many, you know, internationally renowned and acclaimed groups that are range from string quartets to brass to piano, violin. You know, it's a broad range that we're introducing. We have those programs that are available. We also keep them very affordable and try to price them so that we can introduce young people to the arts as well. For example, children 12 and younger are always free with the purchase of an adult ticket. That applies to all of our classical music programming, our dance programming. But these are excellent, excellent artists, from Apollo's Fire, Caladori String Quartet, Strings for Peace, and then Garrick Olson. We always bring in Eastern Festival Orchestra, who is with Maestro Gerard Schwartz. And this year he's bringing Gil Shaham on the violin. And then we have the very, very crowd favorite Dance Theater of Harlem, who's coming back. So they were here during an academic year. And we're really excited to have them back this summer. And if you'll anyone who sees all of our materials, that we're sort of using them as the main image to represent the festival this year. So they're exquisite.
Wonderful lineup that you can check out at appsummer.org. I know we've got a few weeks before tickets go on sale. Can you give us some of the information about that?
Sure. Tickets go on sale April 12th. It's Wednesday, April 12th at 10 a.m. At appsummer.org, or you can call the box office at 828-262-4046.
Allison, this is an incredible lineup. We cannot wait. I'm a huge Hootie and the Blowfish fan from way back in the day. So when I saw Darius Rucker was going to be here, you made my year, and it wasn't even that far gone yet. So best of luck with all of this. I know we're going to talk to you more about this as the summer goes on, but thanks for what you and your entire team do to bring such quality programming to our area and continue to champion the arts that are so important for our tourism economy, our quality of life, everything in between. So we appreciate your time today and hope you get a nap between now and the start of the festival, although I know that's probably not in the cards.
Yeah, I think naps come after the festival. Yeah,
that's right.
It's a few months away. That's okay.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, David.
All right. That's Allison West joining us, talking an Appalachian summer. Again, check out appsummer.org for more details. That'll do it for this edition of the program. We're back with you right here, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.